Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Sean Worthington back on the show. Sean's become a great member of our Brain Trust, tenured faculty member at the Computer Science Department of Butte College in Northern California, expert on computer information systems, creator of a cryptocurrency called CloudCoin, which is the world's first cloud-based currency. He's author of Beyond Bitcoin, the future of digital currencies, and he's here to talk to us about what's been going on in that world. Sean, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So you've been talking about cryptocurrencies and studying this for a long time. You're a high functioning member of this world, having created your cloud coin, your own non. I think it's important to point out, folks, this is a non blockchain currency, cryptocurrency. CloudCoin is not blockchain, which is something that's completely different. But now, Sean, we know that even though there are already 1,500 other currencies like Ethereum, like Bitcoin, now for the first time, a major tech company has announced their own cryptocurrency, the Libra, by Facebook and their partners. What do you think about all that?
Well, it's really quite an amazing development because they've created this consortium based out of Switzerland. And this consortium includes Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, eBay, huge tech companies. And with this consortium, they're going to be able to accept the national currencies and trade those national currencies for this currency called the Libra. And they're going to be able to basically dominate the trade. And these companies, you know, I've dealt with them. They are very anti-competitive. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's very eye-opening. And
so
we're seeing the governments and the banks.
But this is where the Facebook Libra, and I'm calling it the Facebook Libra because they're the ones who really announced it as their own and then brought in these other partners. That currency is different from other cryptocurrencies, it seems to me, correct me if I'm wrong, in that they brought in corporate America to be the partner. They're trying to base it on some kind of assets, whereas Bitcoin is based on nothing but the limitations of the maximum number and what people think of it. I mean, it's not based on any kind of intrinsic value, but they're trying to make the Libra is trying to be valued against other assets, isn't it?
Yes. And so they're doing something called a referential currency in which the Libra is going to reference, physical currency. Bitcoin doesn't try to do that. And the problem with referential currencies is they always fail because at some point, the money that they have out does not equal the money that they have in. We've seen this with the
United States. Are you saying that referential currency, by definition, has to balance?
Yeah, so if we have the United States silver certificates and we issue all these certificates that are supposed to represent silver in the treasury and everybody comes to get their silver and there's no silver there,
right,
then that's a currency that fails.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been lots of currencies like this, and they all fail.
Were they cryptocurrencies or fiat money? What was it? It's, when you say it's failed before, what was failed?
For example, the silver certificate in which you've got this paper note that represents an ounce of silver, or a currency that represents an amount of gold or a currency that represents some kind of commodity.
Why do you and say those have failed?
We just have.
Have they failed, or did we just go away from them?
Well, what happens is that the people that have the ability to print up the certificates are going to get greedy.
Right.
And they're going to find out that they can get away with printing up too
much. Because the Libra is a non-government entity, they can basically counterfeit, can't they, in a way? Which some people, Sean, say that's what the Fed does. And in some ways they have done that. They did that in the bailout period. We're going to take a quick break and come back. Folks, I know this is a little in the weeds, but please try to learn about this. This is your future. You're going to have to deal with this in your businesses in the future, one day soon. Quick break, 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.